Nick Mezen here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 2-0 victory to confirm our place in Europe. Andy, last week you said we were going to go and go again today against Ballor and do exactly what we needed. We've done exactly that.
Yeah, I stopped my neck out last week and said I don't need no favours of anybody. I knew, I called it before the game that TNS would go to Bangor and lose, and that we'd have to get to the right results here. And they've done it. You know, 2-0 is testament really to the performance and the way the game went. You know, we were never in danger. They never caused us any problems whatsoever. John Danby never had a save to make, and we were always just that little bit brighter, a little bit sharper, and ultimately, you know, our set plays were better than theirs, and that's what's gone and won us a game.
Considering he went down early on in the first half as well, George Horan comes up with another header as well, another vital goal for George.
Yeah, you know, listen, what can you say about George Horan? He's got another crack on the eye again, but I mean, he just keeps going, and that's why he's your captain. He's done it for years, and you know, I don't want to really call anybody out today because I thought every player from 1 to 11 were absolutely magnificent. They stuck to the game plan. We knew what we'd have to do against Ballor, and we got the result. You know, so absolutely delighted for them. So proud of the lads. I've just said that to them. They've had to overcome so much this year with the injuries. You know, it's the worst injury record in Welsh Premier League history. You know, nobody's had cruciates and broken feet and fractured feet and ruptured ankle ligaments and, you know, what we've had to come back with. So, and the testament again is to our defensive record. We've, we concede, if you take TNS out of the equation against the other part-time clubs, we concede 0.6 goals on average a game, which is quite staggering achievement. So they take great credit for that, and they also take credit because they have to put up with me. You know, they've got to put up with me week after week, month after month, and I'm relentless. You know, I never let up on them. I never stop demanding. I never stop pushing. And in every single game this season, they've given me everything they've got, and they've not come up short. And I'm, like I said, so proud of them.
Obviously very proud to qualify for Europe today, but the opportunity is still there for getting into the Iron Brew Cup next week as well now, if we get the points that we need against Cardiff.
Yeah, we were 3 minutes to go against Ballor. We were 9 points behind them at their place, and again showed the character. We are now, we're above them, and we're rightly above them, and we need to go down next week and match the same score as what TNS do at Ballor. Ballor have not beat TNS in nearly 30 games, I think. So, I think a point down at Cardiff Met will be enough to get a second place. And that's thoroughly deserved. And again, I came here, Nick, 18 months ago and we were bottom of the league. We now have back-to-back European campaigns and we've put nearly €700,000 in the coffers in 18 months. You know, so it's a staggering achievement. I'm so proud of what we've done. But we can't rest on our laurels. We have to kick on again now, and we have to do what Ballor have done the last 3 years. We have to go and cherry pick the best players in this league to add to the group that we've got, and we've got to get better and better and better and keep challenging, because that's the only way. Because if you don't, you go backwards, and you've seen what's happened this year with a club who just got relegated, who were 3 years in Europe, now they're in the Hughes Grey Alliance. You know, so you take your eye off the ball, things can change very, very quickly, and we won't. We'll work really hard this week, and then we'll go down to Cardiff Met next week. We'll prepare perfectly for it, and we'll give a great account of ourselves. I'm going to enjoy a couple of days and have 2 or 3 days switch off, and then I'm going to go all out again for that second place.